Can you explain how you judge how female-friendly a country is?
Well, we're trying to have the most comprehensive measure possible. So we're looking at gaps in health, gaps in education, gaps in economic participation, and finally, gaps in political empowerment. We do not make any distinctions between those four categories, and so we take an unweighted average of those four and put that together to have a score for a particular country. One is perfect equality, zero is perfect inequality. The highest ranking country in the world is at about 0.82, which means that even the highest ranking country has quite some way to go.
But from those four topics, economics, education, politics, and health, mm-hmm. we can decipher that some countries are equal in certain areas, but not in others.
Exactly. And I think if we look at the world as a whole, so if we take an average of all of these four categories for the 130 countries that are covered this year, what we find is that the world as a whole has closed about 97% of the gaps on health, about 95% of the gaps on education, only about 62% of the gaps on economic participation, and somewhere close to 16% of the gaps on political empowerment. So what this is telling us is women are almost as healthy and almost as educated as men, but are not being channeled effectively into the economy and certainly not into political decision-making.
Well, maybe we can ask some reasons why that's happening in a minute. But first of all, let's look at the UK, because that's fallen again in the rankings, hasn't it, for the third year. Is that because other countries have got better or because we're getting worse?
It's a mix of both. The UK has actually deteriorated relative to its own performance last year. But at the same time, countries such as Latvia, countries such as the Netherlands have been improving and so have passed the UK in the rankings.
Are there any surprises? Norway, Finland, Sweden are the best. Saudi Arabia, Chad and the Yemen are the worst.
I think what's really interesting is this index is able to disassociate from the level of development of a country. So what it's really trying to see is, regardless of the overall level of resources in a country, how equitably are those resources being divided between women and men? And we see countries such as the Philippines, countries such as Sri Lanka, that, yes, overall are developing economies and hence don't have very high levels of health and education, but certainly are distributing those very equitably between women and men.
Under the politics column, there isn't enough female representation in parliament in many countries, but certainly in the UK, let's focus on that. What do you think is the problem with men? Don't we want to give away our power?
I think what political decision-making is meant to be representative of the population. And certainly, historically, traditionally, this is not an area where women have, until the 20th century, been receiving a lot of power. So what we see from this report is, yes, we're starting from a very low base, but in just the 3 years that we've been producing this index, this is starting to creep upwards and, in fact, go upwards quite fast in some countries. So it's certainly an area where we're starting very low, but it seems that the potential for getting better is quite high.
So how does the UK move up the table?
Well, the United Kingdom, if we look at it, regardless of whether it's slipped a little bit in the index or not, if we look at the overall picture, it's a country that has the number one position on educational attainment. So women are as educated, if not more, than men. Women are, in fact, 69% in terms of tertiary education, whereas for men this number is 50%. So women are making up more of the tertiary level education graduates. So when we look at health, we see again a similar pattern. It's a country that's doing very well. When we look at economic participation, it's really not that great. It's 42 out of the 130 countries. In terms of political empowerment, it's 21 out of the 130 countries. But again, this is a result of the fact that no country in the world is doing very well. So if the UK were to focus on two things, it would be economic participation, labor force participation of women, closing wage gaps, and then, of course, participation of women in parliament, participation of women in ministerial level positions.